We're going to learn Maral from Netzach Yisrael, Perek Ches. The Maral discusses Shiva Asa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. Now, the Maral begins Perek Ches, quoting from Maseches Tanis, where the Gemara tells us that there are five tragedies that took place on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. Nishtabru haluchos, the luchos were shattered by Moshe Rabbeinu. Butal hatamid during Bayis Rishon, during the siege of Yerushalayim, they no longer were able to bring the Karbanos Tamid fully 1 year before the actual Churban, during the siege of Yerushalayim. Butal HaTamid, the carbon Tamid, was suspended. They weren't able to bring the Tamid. Huvka Ha'ir, certainly in the case of Bayis Sheni, that's the date. In the case of Bayis Rishon, it was a few days earlier. In the case of Bayis Sheni, it was on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz that the walls of the city were breached by the Romans. Fourth, Visaraf Apustumus Esatora, there was a Roman general who burnt in a desecration of terrible sacrilege, burnt a Sefer Torah. And finally, Vehemid Tzelem Behechol. There was a Tzelem that was put up in the Hechel, an idolatrous image was installed in the Hechel. There are the opinions that say that this was during Bayis Rishon and that it was perpetrated by Menashe ben Chizkiah. And others say that this was also perpetrated by the Romans during Bayis Sheni. So these are the five tragedies that took place on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. And the Gemara goes on to say that Tisha B'Av likewise was a day there were five tragedies that took place. The Gzeira that the Dor HaMidbar wouldn't enter Eretz Yisrael, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of Beitar, which was really to seal the fate of masses of Jews and of any really possible remnant of Jewish life of significance, communal Jewish life of significance in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, V'nechrusha ha'ir, the Gemara says, and it was on that day that the city and the Temple Mount were actually plowed over. That's how badly razed and destroyed Har HaBayis actually was. So there are five terrible things, five tragedies that took place on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, five that took place on Tisha B'Av. They relate to Churban. And the Maral is going to talk about this time of year and why this time of year is somehow a time when the positioning of the sun and the length of the days and the relative difference between the length of the days and the shortness of the nights and the extreme heat, why it's a time of extremes, and that in such times we are prone to be the victims of tragedy, that the power of Kedusha does not extend as well into these times, times such as Tammuz and the beginning of Chodesh Av. So we have underlined the beginning of that section on page Nun Beis in these editions of the Netzach Yisrael that we're going to study. Ki hazman asher hu miyuchad li Yisrael. Time that is uniquely for the sake of Yisrael and good for Yisrael. Ubo misalim Yisrael. It's a time when Jewish people and the purpose of the Jewish nation is advanced. Hu hazman shebeyarnu b'chibur gvuras Hashem. Barichas, we've explained this in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, the Maral says, Kemoi, such as in the times of Nisan and Tishrei. Now those are at the point of the equinox where there are very, very, let us say, balanced measures of day and night, of cold and of warmth. Kizeh hazman hu hazman hashava. It's a time of balance. Eino yotze l'shum kotze. It's not a time of extremes. Kinikru kitzvais, And he explains, because extremes are called the corners or the very far reaches or edges. They are called tzavais or kitzvais, sheyesh lehem katz v'saif, because that's the same sherish as katz. It means it has finality. It has an end. Aval hashaveh, but when something has balance, when someone has equilibrium, that's something and someone who's long-lasting. That's where you have blessing that can root. Eino helech el hakotze, it's not extreme. Lekach b'chodesh nisan v'tishrei, yesh behem liyisrael hamoadim v'hachagim, which is why the chagim are in Tishrei and Nisan, v'hem zmanei sasan v'simcha. They are times of great joy. U'mayre ki l'simchas Yisrael, that is to show that the joy of Am Yisrael, the simcha that Yisrael will have, u'shleimus ma'alosam, meaning the completion of the entire wholesomeness of the virtuous people Israel, is eternal. Lo yiyye katze v'hefsek. It's not going to end. We are an eternal people, and we are a people not of this kind of an extreme where something burns out, if you will, but rather where you have all the right measure of things, and where bracha can root in and with us, and where our accomplishments then can earn for us everlastingly a place with Hashem and eternity itself. Aval hazman asher hoyu gavrim hamisnagdim lahem, the time when forces standing opposed to the Jewish nation, v'hoyu machrivim osam, forces that would and that did destroy us, they are able to reign and they are more prominent. Hu betamuz v'av, those are the times when such forces are most powerful. Shehem bekotze hachamimus, when it is most hot, when you have this extreme. Vehem bekotze kaasha gavar hachamimus umoira kilechurban Yisrael v'tigbeire seumos yiyya kotze v'saif. The good news is, however, that this is a time which doesn't last, meaning this is a power and a force of a relatively rare kind, and it only lasts so long. That which they have accomplished in Churban is not permanent, just as the flash and the extreme of the heat of the summer is not permanent. Ki kol davar shehu katzeh, anything in the extreme, yesh lo sof. K'mo shemashma loshon katzeh, as the word itself actually says, an end. Katzeh is an extreme, and it has a ketz. It is finite. It ends. Ve'en l'cha netiyas katze yaiser k'moy kasher hu b'tamuz u'ba'av. You don't have anything so extreme as you do in Tamuz and Av. She'az hashemesh b'tachlis toikva u'gvurasa, which is when the sun is at its height, it's at its most strong and its hottest. V'zeh hazman hu hefech hazman ha'miyuchad l'Yisrael. That's why it is the very opposite of those times in Tishrei and Nisan that are uniquely for and proper for the Jewish people to celebrate in, because those times represent balance and those times represent the ability to gain eternity. Shehu hazman asher boi hashivui. Those are times of balance, times that bring blessing, and therefore times when it's proper for Am Yisrael to gain strength, to gain Kedusha, and celebrate the Yomim Tovim. So what he's saying, interestingly, is that the time when the sun is at its strongest is the time when you have that extreme power, destructive power, that runs contrary to the force of Kedusha and the force of Am Yisrael. Now elsewhere, the Maral points out that the sun is, after all, that celestial body by which the umos count time. We are counting time by the moon, but they are monin lashemesh, they count time by the sun. And that's significant because the sun is now at its greatest. It is now in the summertime, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz through Tisha B'Av, at its really most powerful, and the earth is at its hottest. And so therefore, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, so therefore we understand that this is a time that is then all about the Umos having strength, because this is the time of the sun, whereas we are a people for whom time is measured by the moon. Let's continue. We're on the right side of the page, Nun Beis, in these editions of the Netzach Yisrael, about 7-8 lines from the bottom. V'shiva Asa B'Tammuz Hu Haschalas HaKotze. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is the beginning of this process, of those extreme forces that are militating against Kedusha and militating against Am Yisrael. V'Tisha B'Av Hu Tachlis HaKotze. Tisha B'Av is where it ends, where the completion of this extreme, powerful, negative force can prevail. Ulefichach, Elu Shnei Zmanim Miyuchadim El Keches HaMisnagdim El Yisrael. These two times, these two moments in time, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, are very pointedly contrary to Am Yisrael. They are Misnagedim, meaning they stand opposed to Kedusha, and so that's why they are times when Churban was able to take place. Umipnei, ki hazman hazeh miyuchad shehu misnaged el ha-kedusha. These are times that are contra-opposed to the expansion of Kedusha. Lefichach, b'yud zayin b'tamuz u'b'tisha b'av, ira b'yasara dvarim. That's why it's specifically 10 things. We began by quoting the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, and the Maral begins this perek with the counting of 5 things that happened, 5 tragedies that occurred on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and 5 tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av. And the point is that they add up to the number 10. They begin with 5 on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and the 3 weeks culminate with the 5 things that happened on Tisha B'Av for a complete 10. Now, 10 stands opposed to Kedusha, because Ki Mispar Asara Miyuchad L'davar Shehu Kedusha. A davar shebe kedusha needs 10. There are 10 people in a minyan. You must have 10 people to say kaddish, to answer to baruch hu. An eda, a holy group of Am Yisrael for the shechinah to come, requires 10. Kein amru, ein kedusha bepachas me'asara. Kedusha is with asara. Kaddish, kedusha, baruch hu, asara, 10. So the idea of having 5 occurrences of tragedy, and 5 occurrences of tragedy, 5 on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, 5 on Tisha B'Av, to add up to 10, is because that's a pointed response of the Hisgabrus and the Hisnagdus against Kedusha that are possible. It's the opposition to Kedusha that's made possible, specifically at this time of the year. And so since Kedusha is represented by the fact that amongst 10 of us we could have the Shekhinah, it's specifically 10 tragedies that point to the oppositional forces running contrary to such Kedusha. V'ayid mispar asara ma'ira shehazman misnaged l'Yisrael l'gamri. Furthermore, the fact that it's number 10, 10 is a complete whole, right? You count individual digits until 10. And then you start again with 11, 12, and 13, which are again simply individual digits added to the complete 10. 10 means completion. Ad she'ein al zeh, where there's nothing more to add. L'kach asar dvarim iru, that's why it's specifically 10, because the complete hisnagdus, the complete oppositional force of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are running up and against the Kedusha of Am Yisrael in all and in full force. Ki ha-mispar magia ad mispar asara. It's the number 10 represents the full force of hisnagdus, of this opposition to Kedusha, because it's the number 10, because there is nothing but a single digit beyond 10. 10 means a whole and complete unit, or a whole and complete process. the entire retinue that would stand against Kedusha. After 10, you go back to adding single digits. Ein al mispar asara. There is nothing beyond 10. Umipnei ki azman hazeh misnagad liYisrael ad she'ein al zeh. Because there is no more than the complete and full hisnagdus. In other words, everything that runs contrary to having a Beis HaMikdash, serving Hashem in a Beis HaMikdash, having that eternal bayis nemon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bayis olamim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we serve faithfully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea is torn down effectively and completely, but specifically during these 3 weeks, between the five things that happened on Shavuos HaBetamuz and the five things that occurred on Tisha B'Av, you have the number 10, indicating that this is the time and these are the forces militating against Kedushas Yisrael at this time. Now, he goes on in the next paragraph to say a fascinating thing. If you look carefully at the five items, the five occurrences, the tragedies of Shavuos HaBetamuz, they are not in and of themselves of a complete nature. In other words, they are leaving yet more room for either repair and reconstruction or for further destruction, God forbid. But they are not of a certain final nature. They're not themselves the completion of a tragedy. There's still room beyond those five occurrences for things to hopefully get better, or if they didn't, God forbid, or unfortunately, to go and devolve even further. Let's see it inside. In Mipnei Shavuos HaBetamuz, Hu haschalas hakotzeh, because Shavuos HaBetamuz is the beginning of this kind of an extreme time and of a time that runs so opposed to the accomplishments of Kedusha of Am Yisrael. Ulefichach, kol chamisha dvarim shaboy nasu, all five occurrences, all five events, all five tragedies of Shavuos HaBetamuz, einam gmar puranias, none of them are the complete punishment. None of them are complete retribution, complete tragedy. They are rather just the beginning. Kimasha shavru luchos eino tachlis peronios. That's not ultimate and complete peronios. That's not complete retribution. Shaharei efsha ba'acherim. After all, they can and they were replaced. Kize hazman who has chalas hakotzeh. And that's because this is not the end where the complete manifestation of destruction is full and accounted for. It's merely the beginning. The eina gmar rak b'tisha b'av, tachlis hakotzeh. That's when you get to the complete and, unfortunately, fullness of the destructive process. The fullness and completion of the destructive process is reached, it's attained on Tisha B'Av, but not before, not on Shavuos HaBetamuz. Shavuos HaBetamuz is merely the beginning. So, as an example, the Shiviras Haluchos is in and of itself not the completion of a tragedy. V'chein ma'ashe butal ha-tamid. Well, it's true, they couldn't bring the Tamid, but the Beis HaMikdash still stood. Eino tachlis ha-peronis, ha-checharav ha-bayis. The complete process of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is not that the Tamid couldn't be brought, but there would be no Beis HaMikdash in which to bring the Tamid at all. That's two of the three. V'chein, ma shesaraf apustim es ha-Torah. Of course, the destruction of the Torah, the desecration of Torah is a tragedy, but it's not the only scroll, it's not the only one Torah. Eino tachlis peronius shehari efsha ba'acheres. There are other Torah scrolls. So again, it's not as if it's a small event. It is not, but it's not event. It's not an event of completion, of destruction, of finality and completion of churban. V'chein, masha nivka ha'ir, that the city walls were breached in 69 CE in churban bayis sheni. Ein ze gemar peronius, rakish shecharav habayis. The completion of that and the, you know, when it's the tragedy in all of its full measure, that's 3 weeks later on Tisha B'Av, when the Beis HaMikdash itself is destroyed and the entire, you know, temple compound eventually is raised. V'chein, Masha Hemed Selim B'Heichel. Similarly, that Etzelim was, that an image, an idolatrous image was emplaced in the Heichel, Ein Gmar Shel Peronius, Ra Kishachor of Abayis. That's not the completion of the process of diminution of Kedusha. It's tragic and it's painful, but it's merely the beginning of the process. So he looks at all of that which occurred on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and points out that they are the beginning of the Puranas. They are in the process of our being punished painfully with retribution. The process is underway. It's ongoing, but not complete. And then, unfortunately, tragically, on Tisha B'Av, the five occurrences marked on Tisha B'Av, those are all about the completion of Churban. Aval b'Tisha B'Av hu gmar peronios b'tachlis. Tisha B'Av is about the completion of peronios, that we're punished, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're not worthy of the bias, not for another moment, and it's gone. And Tisha B'Av and then on Asara B'Av burned to the ground. Kimasha Nigzar Gzera L'Aviseinu Shlo Yikansu L'Aret. Similarly, that it was decreed on Tisha B'Av upon the return of the Meraglim and the Dor HaMidbar didn't faithfully cling to Eretz Yisrael and to the belief in Hashem and trust that Hashem will bring us successfully into the land, they lost their Eretz Yisrael. And according to one opinion in the Gemara, Ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, it's the end. V'chein Churban Habayis Barishenu Bachrona. Also on Tisha B'Av, Churban Bayis Rishon and Sheni. Those are final. That is the completion of the process of destroying what Am Yisrael is able to have in the way of worship of Hashem, of Beis HaMikdash. The process of Hisnagdus is complete. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So those are three out of the five. V'chein Masha Nilkada Beitar. Similarly, the destruction of Beitar. It's a process in which you have not only tens of thousands of Yidden who are put to the sword, but the last hope for communal life in Eretz Yisrael after Churban Bayis Sheni is snuffed out. The hope that Bar Kochba would lead and be the star, the Mashiach Yisrael, snuffed out, put to an end. And finally, V'chein, Mashenach Shahir, the fact that Yerushalayim is plowed over, that is final. See in Soda Techoresh that is final. There is nothing left. And the remnants of Kedusha are plowed over. It's something to feel for. We have watched, we've witnessed how the Arab Waqf has tried to obliterate and literally throw into a garbage heap remnants that are dug up from beneath Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, remnants from the temples that are on Har HaBayis, which when they do various kinds of work or excavation, they just intentionally, willfully discard these very important artifacts, and it always makes me feel as if we're once again seeing, you know, the plowing over of Tzion, because that's what the plowing over at Tzion is all about. It's erasure, and it's the removal of the people, the removal of the remnants of the people, of their worship, of how they worship, and it's the removal of the idea of this is the holiness of the people and the holy way they served the holy God. All of that is being denied when it's plowed over. So that's with great finality. And that's why those five, which are of such permanence and have such scope, they are without doubt, they are of, you know, such finality. There is no repairing them without total reconstruction, without really starting anew. The process of Shivasa Batamas is the beginning. Yaschalta de Paranusa, all five of them. And then the process of the completion of that Paranus is on Tisha B'Av. And as the Maharal said, they come together to the number 10 because the point is that while the 10 of us, 10 Jewish people, 10 Yidden, can bring the Shechina, these are the forces, the 10 forces militating against having the Shechina, against having the Kedusha that's achieved by us, against having the Beis HaMikdash. 10 versus the 10. And again, going back to what he said earlier, it's specifically at this time of year, because this is a time of year of such extreme. This is the time of year when you don't have balance, when you have things that are radical. Now, things that are radical are very powerful, and they eradicate much of what's accomplished earlier. But on the flip side, they're not permanent. They're not lasting. So while Nisan and Tishrei represent the balance in which Am Yisrael thrives, and where you don't have, by the nature of those times, you don't have extremes, which means you have permanence. You don't have the katza, you don't have the extremes, so you don't have the kates. So the Yomim Tovim that are in Nisan and Tishrei are possible because of that balance that exists at that time, versus Tammuz and Av of such radical power and of such an extreme nature that, yes, these kochos that are misnagid to Am Yisrael can rise up, but they can't and won't last. They're not permanent. But this is the time when they are given, or when they are enabled. They were beginning with Shiviras Haluchais, continuing with the finality. If you count from the beginning of the 10, the first is Shiviras Haluchos, and the 10th would be Shenechrasha Ha'ir. And between those two, we have had the other 8 tragedies of Shivasa Batamuz and Tisha B'Av, specifically at this time of year, a time of year that runs contrary to and lends power, literally power, to the enemies that run up against Kedushas Am Yisrael. So we are faced with these times when we have to not only remember with sad and with a sense of mourning and remorse for our Averos, we have to also think about the fact that there are forces yet extant that would militate against Am Yisrael and the accomplishments of Am Yisrael. That there are forces that would, so to speak against Eretz Yisrael, not support Eretz Yisrael, as in the case of the Meraglim, or not support the Torah, not trust in the Torah, as in the case of Shviras Haluchos. We should take these events and occurrences of Shivasa Batamas to heart, and any likeness of such forces that might exist amongst us should be recognized and should be countered and rooted out, so that we can look forward, Emir Tzah Hashem, to the renewal and the reconstruction, Mehera Yibana HaMikdash, and these times of sadness will end. Kara Alay Mayed, Tisha B'Av itself will turn into a time of Chag of Yom Tov, a time when the Mashiach himself emerges. The Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and we will be Zochim Yitzhashem to the Geula Shel Emo, B'Mehera.